Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Past the hour, over there on the other side of the glass is Kevin Flynn. We'll take your calls, your questions, your comments throughout the program. Simple as dialing us up.
Yeah, ain't enough to know.
701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also email us. We love that. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text us. Nice and easy to text us. 701-237-1590. I have 13 seconds of really important stuff here from Joe Biden, President of the United States. Kevin, can you listen close, because we'll need you to translate this.
All right, I'll try.
Okay. Want to make sure everybody gets it. So if you can't understand the president, we have Kevin here to translate. It's only
I speak Joe Biden.
Do you really?
I do. Pretty fluently.
Fluent Joe Biden?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to go need to get about 7-8 shots of Tito's vodka before I do that. I'll be right. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Why do you feel like you need that? I see. You want to impair your hearing a little bit to fit the speaker.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen close. 13 seconds of, I think this is, by any fair assessment, literary masterpiece here. Here we go.
The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed, the married couples in the privacy of their bedroom, I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine, I'll get to that in a second.
What was that? You want it one more time? In fairness, I think you should be able to hear it one more time.
Okay, one more time.
All right.
The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed. The married couples in the privacy of their bedroom. I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine. Well, I'll get to that in a second.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Joe doesn't know what Joe's talking about?
I have a clue.
You can't help us?
Nope. I know the words. I can tell you the meaning of the words that he said. Put them all together. I got nothing there.
This was at a really robust rally.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, he's firing people up 3 weeks till Election Day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, 3 weeks.
The vast majority of Americans you're talking about? Yeah.
Firing them up. Getting them going. There's people behind him with signs that look like, what the hell did he just say? They look really confused. Joe, try again.
The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed. The married couples in the privacy of their bedroom. I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine. Well, I'll get to that in a second.
You know, I was doing a little.
Harkens back to the day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God. You know the thing.
Right.
You know it. Say it then.
I had to. I did a little searching yesterday. Little research work.
Okay.
And I was trying to find a time where Joe Biden was coherent. You know, where there wasn't that kind of slur.
Oh, there's lots of, yeah, lots of.
And I got to go back. I got to go back to 2007.
Yep. Okay.
Here's something I found in 2007. Listen closely to what Joe Biden had to say then.
Want to actually have an impact. Now, the second piece you're talking about, which is what people usually mean by election reform, how are you going to keep it from us being able to be in a position where you can manipulate the machines, manipulate the records? The one way to do that is, I think we should pass a federal law mandating that the same machines with paper trails be mandatory for every federal election. That will be a multi-billion dollar bill for the states, because the states will have to make a choice then. They will have to make a choice whether or not they have two machines. We can't mandate, as you know, state elections. We can't tell the state of Delaware or Ohio or Texas what machines and what method they use to vote in their state elections, but we can do it federally. So in a nutshell, I think we should be mandating that we have a paper ballot with a standardized machine, a standardized machine.
First of all, I can understand him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking at about twice the rate of speed that he does now, something that's rather interesting. And what he says is pretty good. Did you catch what he said? He's talking about passing a federal law mandating that election machines with a paper trail be mandatory for every federal election. Joe Biden, 2007, thought we ought to have machines and a paper trail.
Well, they all did.
Isn't that interesting?
They all did. They all went through and talked about that. But that, oh, whoa, wait a minute, we can work that for ourselves? Oh, okay. We're good then. Remember Harris talking about that? I mean, saying, yeah, we brought in a hacker. We had people in here. They hacked these machines. Oh, but no, it's no problem now.
What do you think of that, folks? Joe Biden, who could actually speak coherently and at a rate of speed that I would call normal, and suggesting we have a federal law mandating machines with paper trails be mandatory for every federal election. Joe, say it ain't so. Where have you gone, Joe? Unbelievable. 701-271-1100. Text me, 701-237-1590. What you think about that? Bottom of the hour, AAA is going to be here and talk about move-over laws requiring drivers to slow down and move over for emergency responders on the roadside. Gene LaDucer, AAA Director of Public Affairs, will join us on the program. Jay Thomas is going to be here from the Jay Thomas Show. Top of next hour. We're going to hash out the marijuana law on the ballot, how folks will vote. I am a hard no on this. Absolutely stupid. I don't think anything good comes from it. I can't think of one good thing that comes from passing a law legalizing marijuana. Not one. We'll see what Jay thinks. He sort of says he kind of goes back and forth. And then we're going to talk with the author of Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane, Justin Hart, the author. Dr. Fauci denying again that he had anything to do with school closures or lockdowns. So we look forward to that conversation. Don in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 271-1100. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, nice to talk to you folks. Anyway, I was just going to say that I enlisted in 1968, went to Vietnam, and ended up in Germany in Berlin. So the people that don't know anything about what Putin's doing right now for martial law, they better get a hold of that, because they should go spend some time, because the guys I was with in Germany, their relatives had to be gone. They couldn't have anybody over their place after 8:30 at night. And if you're like 85 at that time, then you could stay as long as you wanted to. But
I don't get it.
It would be a mess if it goes.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, that's just because they didn't want anybody digging underneath the Berlin Wall at that time, I think, setting up to try and escape at that time.
Your point is it's the heavy hand of the law that
exactly
folks should pay attention to.
Exactly.
And what will be there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the top four people go over and spend some time without their money in law like that and see what they think, because they'd probably be crying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say that because it's being spent some time there. That's what I think is going to happen.
You
here.
Speak from experience. Thank you very much. Other calls, welcome. 271-1100. Texter says, is doctor-prescribed medical marijuana on the chopping block also if I vote no on legalizing marijuana? It's a separate issue completely. Recreational versus medicinal. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Scotsman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pasture land in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the PetroServe USA, I'll tell you a little bit about one of the great specials today in the Freedom Matters USA studios. Wednesday brings Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Taco Bake. That's a new one. Sounds good. Taco Bake is in Harwood today. Swedish meatballs or pulled pork, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's, 12th and I-29. Macaroni and beef on MP Avenue. Let's see here. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon, macaroni and beef in Yulin, chicken fettuccine on 45th. Wednesday means you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Call us 271-1100, text us 237-1590. Brian on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you for taking my call. So I got a question for you when it comes to this strategic oil reserve. It's probably been asked and answered a number of times, but I haven't heard the answer lately. When they release, well, I know when Donald Trump bought the oil, he bought the oil at a cheap price comparative to what it is now. When they release this oil now from the strategic oil reserves, are they selling it to an oil refinery at the price that it was bought at the price that it's coming out of the ground of today? Is it turned into gasoline and diesel for our use? Are there any guarantees that it is not going to be turned into something and shipped overseas for somebody else? I mean, I don't know that much about this, and I'm a little concerned about it.
All good questions. I'm just trying to think about this. If we buy it, you know, we buy the oil to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, we wouldn't, you know, would we sell it to somebody? Or would we just use it ourselves? I don't know the answer to that question.
But the government doesn't own refineries, so they have to sell it or give it to somebody that owns a refinery. And if they give it to somebody, then that's a bunch of crap, because there's going to be somebody who's going to make a crap load of money off of this, where another refinery is going to get nothing.
Statement from the DOE, the U.S. Department of Energy Office of Petroleum Reserve today announced a notice of sale.
Yeah, so they're selling
up to 10 million barrels of crude oil to be delivered from the Strategic Reserve in November. The notice of sale is part of the president's announcement, so they're just selling it. I believe barrels of crude oil. So they're just selling it to whoever will pay them for it.
I found that, too, on energy.gov.
I'm sure we'll buy it back.
Oil is sold competitively when the president finds, pursuant to the conditions set forth in the Energy Policy and Conservation Act, that a sale is required. Such conditions have only existed three times, most recently in June of 2011, when the president directed a sale of 30 million barrels of crude oil to offset disruptions in supply due to unrest in Libya. So it's rare, but it is done.
Well, then I have another question. Since Donald Trump filled the reserves with oil that was incredibly cheap for the time, and now it's a lot more money, I thought there was some kind of provision that the United States government cannot make a profit. So what happens into this money? Maybe I'm thinking too much into this, but that's something that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, good question.
Great question.
It is.
What happens to all the money? Huh.
Amen there, brother.
Yeah.
Unless it goes into some pot to buy more, I just don't know. It's a good question.
And how does selling our reserves somehow magically lower the price of fuel here? We're getting rid of it. We're selling it.
Well, I also say, you know, the president single-handedly and his policies have made oil and gas production less likely, right?
Wrong.
So there's less supply.
Wrong.
What do you mean?
That's wrong. Listen.
There is no shortage of opportunity or incentive for oil companies to ramp up production. We've made that clear. Oil companies are ranking in record profits, as we have seen. They have showed it themselves. We've seen it ourselves. While more than 9,000 approved drilling permits remain untapped by the oil industry.
Wow. We got all kinds of permits, Scotty. Yeah. There's permits. There's no pipelines or refineries to do anything once you get it out of the ground. Hey,
that's the hot.
We got permits.
That's the happy talk they've been peddling for a long time.
How can they just? That's just a lie. And they are. It's like you're killing me, Smalls. You are literally killing us.
Master liars.
Killing us.
Really, really good. Texter says, get the candidate that is running against Hovenon, the conservative candidate. Talking about Rick Becker, and Rick actually was on not long ago. We've had both of the candidates on, and we'll have both the candidates on before Election Day in 3 weeks as well. So stay tuned for that. I don't think a fair reading of the voting record of John Hoven would say that he is less conservative than Rick Becker. FYI. I think that's good branding, but not accurate. Texter says, if married couples are thinking about Joe Biden in the privacy of their bedroom, then take the abortion issue off the table. The thought of Biden is the best form of birth control next to the thought of Hillary. Yikes.
Huh.
Phil, Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go, Phil.
Hey, Scott. You guys are getting your panties in a bunch over legalization of marijuana. I started using it, and I've been a marijuana user for 2.5 years now due to my neuropathy. And it does wonders. I'm a military vet. And the main reason I'm supporting the measure to legalize it, Andrew Sadek. You remember him?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. That is the reason I'm hunting. That's the reason I'm supporting it. Take care.
That's the reason you're hunting.
Sounds like he's out hunting and supporting it.
And supporting it.
Are we looking for some pheasants?
Sounds like he's using for medicinal reasons, and that to me is a whole different ballywick, as we say. Sheila, is that who's next?
Yep, Sheila's in Grand Forks. Sheila, what's on your mind?
Grand Forks, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Always enjoy your program.
Well, thank you.
I'm wondering if you listened to the debate between Jensen and Walz last night and just what your thoughts were about it. I thought Scott Jensen did an awesome job.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it, but what I did watch, I agree with you. The thing is that he isn't like the kind of guy that's got 88 pages of notes, you know, and briefing books that he has to rifle through. He just is comfortable.
Scott isn't.
Yeah, what I said.
Yeah, well, I just was making sure you were talking about Dr. Jensen.
Yeah, he just is very, very good at knowing who he is, knowing what he stands for.
Yeah, I thought, you know I watched most of it, Sheila, and I'll tell you, I thought Dr. Jensen, for the most part, owned him. Governor talking points. I mean, literally, governor talking points. Walls.
He's such a political animal.
You know what he blamed Minneapolis crime spikes on? Top 10 most dangerous cities. We don't have red flag laws or expanded background checks. That's the problem. We need red flag laws and expanded background checks. Like, dude,
Minnesota doesn't need more laws.
Oh,
enforce the ones we have.
Please
get the thugs off the street. Appreciate your call. Glad you watched. Good citizen there. More after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A voter registration error in Arizona has caused up to 6,000 Arizona voters to get mail-in ballots with only federal races. The Secretary of State says corrected ballots will be mailed out shortly. California man Paul Flores was convicted Tuesday of killing Kristen Smart, a college student who disappeared in 1996. His father was found not guilty of helping his son after the murder. Paul was found guilty by a jury in Monterey County of first-degree murder and faces 25 years to life. The Smart family speaks out after the verdict.
This has been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups, but we are grateful and appreciate the diligence and energy of the two juries to thoroughly review the facts.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday acquitted Igor Deshenko, a think tank analyst, accused of lying to the FBI on charges brought up by special counsel John Durham. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's alright, I'm just a guy who wishes that I could be a man someday. Yeah, picture paints a thousand.
You catch that?
It's true, but it's still not enough.
Like me some Keith Urban.
Yeah, he's the best. Freedom Matters USA Studios. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. A Wednesday Wheels deal, 2017 GMC Yukon SLT. Oh, man, what a deal this is. 5.3-liter Ecotec V8, only 55,626 miles on it. It's got that metallic exterior, cocoa dune interior, perforated leather, appointed seat trim, loaded up with features like heated seats and steering wheel, backup camera, lane keep assist. Got the premium sound system in it. Really too much to list here. This was $42,000, now it's only $41,000. Save over $1,000 if you tell them you heard it right here on the flag. The flag sent me. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Emailer says, Scott, hey, some more slogans for the Minnesota DFL. Some more accurate, some just as disgusting as theirs. DFL, the real offenders of the Constitution.
Like it?
An abortion stops all hope or change.
I love that one.
Sad but true. Need more steps in your day? Vote DFL. You won't be able to drive your car.
There you go.
We are not the cancel culture. The DFL has no culture at all.
Like it.
Texture, or here's the other line from the emailer. We are against every decision your parents made, starting with your right to life.
Beautiful.
Another, no such thing as too much fun or too many taxes. Minnesota loves mediocrity and perennial losers. And the DFL is full of losers. All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. All right. Let me welcome to the program AAA's North Dakota Director of Public Affairs, Gene Leducer. I'm going to talk a little bit about move-over laws today on the program. Hello, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Yourself?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much. Is the is it a law to move over in North Dakota?
It is. It is a law to move over for emergency vehicles flashing red, white, blue, or amber lights.
Say that one more time.
It does not protect if it's for emergency vehicles that are flashing either red, white, blue, or amber lights. that does not apply to vehicles that may be stranded along the roadside.
I see. Okay. All right. But you should do both. You should move over for both, really, right?
Yeah, we feel that it's important to protect all motorists. You know, it's obviously important to protect our first responders, our tow truck drivers, our road crews, those type of people. But we also feel the law should apply to all stranded motorists who are out there, you know, waiting for assistance.
We are taking some time on the program today to tell you about this because we want to save lives. Nearly 350 people are struck and killed outside a disabled vehicle every year in the U.S. Roughly a quarter of motorists don't know that slow down, move over laws exist in their state. And as you heard, we have a move over law for emergency responders on the roadside. So a good reminder for you to think a little bit about this. Is AAA advocating for more laws?
Yeah, we're advocating for the law to basically include stranded vehicles along the roads that have their blinkers operating. And, you know, the good news is, according to our surveys, 90% of people say they always or usually do move over for vehicles that are, all vehicles that are on the side of the road. But there's almost 10% of them that say they rarely or never move over for those vehicles. And that's putting, you know, lives at risk. If you've ever been stranded along the interstate, you know how terrifying it is. You know, and it would be even more terrifying to consider that you're family member or loved one may be stranded along the roadways and they're not being protected by the current law.
So why do you think that is, that folks don't move over? There's not ignorance that it's, you know, a law or hard for me to understand why somebody would say, no, I don't move over. Why?
You know, I think that they're considering the vehicle. They're not considering the people that could be with that vehicle. And that's part of our Move Over For Me campaign, is to kind of put a personal touch on these vehicles, to humanize them, to get people to understand that there's could be, you know, people that whose lives are at risk by you not moving down, moving over or slowing down. You know, the law clearly states, you know, you move over for vehicles with lights flashing, but it doesn't really get into who's with those vehicles. You know, these are mothers, fathers, kids, grandparents who want to get home at the end of the day, and just by simply moving over, you can help them do that.
It's not asking too much.
Not asking much at all, no.
Yeah. And again, the law right now is what?
It's specific to authorize emergency vehicles displaying a flashing, revolving, or rotating amber, blue, white, or red light.
But if I've got a flat tire,
you're not protected.
Yeah. So the law doesn't require me to move over. If I pass Gene on the road.
That's correct. If I was stranded along the roadway, you would not be required to move over. And currently, only 8 states do require drivers to move over for stranded vehicles.
How do you advocate for a change in the law?
How do you?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, we'll approach lawmakers and try to convince them of the fact that this is required and see if we can find some sponsors to sign on to that, and then go to Bismarck and ask them, you know, them all to support this effort.
So it's flat-out advocacy.
Yes, absolutely. And it starts with the grassroots effort of educating people on the need for such legislation, and you're certainly helping us with that this morning.
Yeah, interesting. And what are the stats for move over violations in North Dakota? Do we have some numbers on that?
No, I do not have those numbers in front of me. You know, the one number that stands out to me is that nationwide about 70,000 vehicles are struck while stranded along the roadside every year. Thankfully, only a small number of those are actually occupied at the time they're struck. But as you pointed out, still 350 people are killed each and every year in crashes like this that, you know, are preventable largely just by slowing down or moving over a lane.
What would you encourage folks to do with this information?
Well, you know, to think about it, put a person inside each vehicle that you pass by, and then as you're driving down the interstate, watch to see how people are behaving. You know, I was out to Bismarck earlier this week, and as I was going by, I got, almost all vehicles pulled over one lane, which was great to see, but there was a handful of that did not pull over for stranded vehicles on the roads. And, you know, if you're in a vehicle with one of those people, remind them that it's important to move over. There could be a person in that vehicle, and, you know, they would want to get home at the end of the day. And if it was your loved one sitting on the side of the roadway, I'm sure you would want people to extend that courtesy to them.
So when you say pull over a lane, somebody's on the shoulder, and then there's the driving lane. You're saying the people you see most often are going to go over to the passing lane at least.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. And that's what we encourage. And if you're unable to get over to that lane for whatever reason, slow down, you know, well below the speed limit into a safe speed and keep an eye out for anyone who may be outside the vehicle. Too many people are don't want to release their cruise control. You know, all you need to do is release your cruise control, slow down, and, you know, to a safe speed if you're unable to move over one lane.
No, it makes sense. AAA's Gene LaDuce with us today on the program. We're talking a little bit about move-over laws requiring drivers to slow down and move over for emergency responders on the roadside. What else do you want our listeners to know about?
Well, we encourage them to reach out to their lawmakers and advise them that they're interested in this topic and that they would like to see their support should a bill be introduced this next legislative session. And we've long been advocates for move-over laws, especially as they apply to emergency responders and tow truck operators, because we have a vested interest there, as a tow truck driver is killed on average of every 2 weeks in the United States, providing aid to stranded motorists. So now we'd like to extend it to include all motorists in order to protect all motorists, including the first responders.
Okay, say that again. Tow truck driver is killed how often?
On average of every 2 weeks in the United States.
Wow. That's one dangerous job.
It is. It is the most dangerous private industry job out there. Tow truck operators who are out there trying to help the average motorist, and unfortunately they're losing their lives far too often to motorists who don't seem to care.
Makes sense. All right. You'll be at the next session advocating on this front?
Yes. I will be out in Bismarck advocating as long as we can get the bill introduced and find enough sponsors to support it.
All right. AAA North Dakota Director of Public Affairs, Gene LaDuce. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Take a break. Come back with more. Some texts we have not had a chance to get to on a number of topics, including term limits. We'll do that when we come back. Jay Thomas is going to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to toss around the issue of the marijuana ballot question and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It is so true. You can find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Few ways for you to opine on the program. You can text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can call us at 271-1100, 271-1100. Texter says, Ben in Michigan, listening on the app. God bless you, Ben. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it, but you're listening in Michigan.
Well, you got a big governor race in Michigan. You got to figure out what to do there.
Yeah,
I don't think there's much figuring out. The Gretchen Whitmer's got to go.
Oof!
Oh my gosh, Talk about a militant.
Talking about a what?
Militant. She's beyond.
She's too far gone.
Oh, she's, yeah.
Yeah. Ben in Michigan says, when Republicans gain majorities, if they do not enact the 25th Amendment, then that amendment has no meaning. There's never been a time that it was more needed and more appropriate than now.
How deep can you go on the bench with that, though? You know, you'd have to go, because look what's waiting right behind. I don't know that we want President Harris. That'd be a whole fresh new hell, as they say, I would imagine.
Well, lest you forget what I played earlier.
Yep.
The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed, the married couples in the privacy of their bedroom, excuse me, I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine, well, I'll get to that in a second. The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed, the married couples in the privacy of their bedroom, excuse me, I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine, well, I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't get to that in a second. Just forget it.
It's unreal.
Let it go, Joe. Let it go.
I got a bunch of them. We can go on. I mean, I know they're... Hold on. I mean, I literally, there's montages of him out there. Here.
And they say, Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
What? Oh, here's another one. Check this one out.
Invest in strengthening our infrastructure against the impacts of climate change. The Gov and I were talking a little bit earlier. You know, just this year, global warming has caused over $1 trillion. Excuse me, $100 billion. $100 billion.
What's the number?
And damage.
Oh.
I visited.
Yeah, okay.
If the rails don't lock back in place exactly right, the bridge closes. And sometimes, you know what fixes it? In the 21st century, a sledgehammer. Come out with a sledgehammer and align the tracks. Literally a sledgehammer to knock it back into place in the year 2021.
What the hell are you talking about?
I go all day.
He can't even say.
I can seriously go all day with.
He can't even say goodbye. Listen to this.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I gotta go. So the hook comes out and grabs him and drags him off stage.
Texter says, legalize marijuana. Have you heard the quote? A wise ruler keeps his subjects well fed and ignorant. Another term limits have to be put in place when Republicans get in power again if our country will ever lessen the power and corruption in our government. Do you guys believe Hovind would vote for it? I believe Becker would. I also believe that all the Trump-backed candidates would vote for it. Drain the swamp. All right. Another, I was able to sit in on Biden's last planning meeting for the most recent strategic oil release. Biden says the release will drop prices and then he'll send Kamala in her electric truck and gas cans to buy back replacements for the oil reserve.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Texter says, did you see the news that Chris Magnus, Biden border chief, has been slammed for sleeping during meetings?
Yeah, I did. They were talking about that on the 5 last night, too.
Former police chief of Fargo.
Yeah.
But then left and, what did he go to, Oakland, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Richmond. He was out in Richmond, which is a suburb of Oakland, basically.
He is being widely criticized as not cutting it and the worst appointment for Biden. Very interesting. Texter says, hey, we have enough laws. We all move over to North Dakota. Law doesn't protect. It just punishes after the fact. Okay? We got it. Listener says, Scott, the Chinese say, when your enemy is in great chaos, opportunity exists. If the Republicans take the House and the Senate, with the infiltration that has gone on in this country, especially over the last 2 years, how many cities will burn? And I don't say that lightly, Scott. As far as an interpreter for Biden, Ozzy Osbourne might be able to help. I've never been able to understand a word he says either.
It's a DVD, huh? I just hope.
I love the idea, though. Ozzy can be the interpreter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fabulous idea. All right, we're talking marijuana legalization next. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab-and-go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.